We are back with the STL United show, brought to you by OB Clarks. Tom, put down those dirty wings.
Can't do it.
Can't, can you?
No, I can't. They're like habitual. Habituating.
Habituating.
Yeah. Now, Russell, back when you were a little boy in New Zealand,
yes,
on that
sir,
farm.
I do remember that.
Did your mama sit you down and say, Russell, be a simple kind of man? But she probably had an accent if she said it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did she say, Russell, don't look at me in that tone of voice?
She did say that.
And then say, be a simple kind of man.
I'm not sure if he put those two together.
No, but obviously, but no one ever told you to be a simple kind of man.
In terms of intention, I think that was there.
Let me ask you a question, Russell.
Yes, sir.
How many times have you been to Florence, Italy?
A number of times.
Well, just ballpark.
Ballpark, seven or eight times.
So you... And when you go, a lot of times you spend a couple weeks.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks.
And you live in an apartment in a neighborhood?
I get an apartment in the...
Same neighborhood?
Santo Spirito, same apartment.
Santo Spirito,
yep.
Which is... That's
across
the one
the river.
Across the river.
Yep.
Oltrano. So you've been around Florence, you know quite bit about it.
I did 3 years ago, I was staying in a different area over by Santa Croce.
Yeah. Santa Croce, that's the big tourist spot, right?
That's the piazza where the games are played for Calcio Fiorentino.
Oh, you're jumping. I was just trying to lead up.
We're getting there.
Calcio Fiorentino.
Or as the locals call it, Calcio Storico.
Calcio
Storico.
Historic.
Historic.
The historic,
historic
game.
Game.
They've been playing, they know, for 500 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Fiorentino, what are the, don't the Italians call Florence Firenze?
Yes, they do, but. That you are a Fiorentino.
Oh, okay. All right. So anything of Florence, of Firenze, is Fiorentino.
Fiorentino.
I've been reading about the de' Medicis and the Borgias. Turns out the Borgias, at least so far, aren't nearly as bad as history as it made them out to be.
Depends on who's writing it.
Well, it always does. Yeah. And if your enemies are writing, that's why a lot of people, like they'll come up, let's say somebody comes up to play basketball with me on a Monday night, and they say, man, that guy hasn't had a shot all night. And they'd be surprised to read in an email that I was phenomenal.
On the wrong Monday.
I'm writing the email, right?
Yeah, that's
right. I'm the historian.
Yep.
So nobody else is going to write about it. They might, you know, bitch about it, but they can't tell people what happened. I mean, they could, but nobody listened to them.
Unless they have their own blog or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the Calcio Fiorentino, and I saw it on Viceland Sports, which Viceland is an amazing channel. It is out there. If Trumpy's around for a while, there won't be no Viceland. I'll tell you that right now. They cover all sorts of different subjects, but the one that really this is about is this sort of football match. Just tell me.
It's not really football.
Okay.
Really, I mean, only the name Calcio, which is the name that Italians refer to soccer these days by, Calcio.
Yeah, the ball is round. The ball
is round, absolutely, yes.
A little more like a basketball than a soccer ball looked like.
Yeah.
A little bigger.
Well, it's usually colored in some way, in a way that soccer ball might not be.
There are two teams.
There are two teams on the field, two teams of 27.
Two teams of 20, and they come in, and the Santa Croce is where they play it.
They play it in Piazza Santa Croce. So actually, you go there, and for about 3 weeks beforehand, they're busy setting up the arena in the piazza.
So they cordon it off.
They cordon it off.
Stands.
Stands around it. It's all sealed off. You can't, on the day of the game, you can't get within a block of the square or the piazza unless you have a ticket.
This is
for the locals.
And this is also the tourist spot. Isn't it?
It's one of the tourist spots.
Right, one of the big.
It's not where the Uffizi is.
But who's buried there?
Dante. A bunch of other people are buried. Yeah, Michelangelo and so on are all buried there. But there's a statue of Dante out.
Okay, so they close it off, put sand up, and this is like in June, right?
It's in June. The final is always on June the 24th, which is San Giovanni.
Even
if it's not a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Now the first round game, there's four teams, so there's semifinals that are played on a Saturday and a Sunday of one of the preceding weekends. And then the final itself is always played on San Giovanni.
Oh, okay. So
June 24th.
Even if it'd be a Monday and they played on...
Well, they won't have a game immediately. They'll do it the previous week.
And
I'm not sure exactly how much time has to come between the semifinal and
these
final.
Are,
it's pretty rough.
It's a historic game. It's a historic... everything's historic. They've been doing it at least
So they've been doing it for a whole bunch of years. There was a period of time when it wasn't held, I guess, for a while, but they did it in secret for a while in various locations. But there's a lot of pageantry around it. Before every game, the semifinal rounds each day and also the final, there's a huge parade starting from Piazza Santa Maria Novella and running over to Piazza Santa Croce. And it's full of pageantry. I mean, they have these guys. They're all dressed up in medieval dress.
Yeah.
And
except for the players aren't wearing shirts. They've just got the pantaloons on.
Well, let's get to that in a minute. But in terms of the ceremony, there's all these guys where they're carrying the official book. Rules and they're carrying the ball, the two balls, the colors of the two teams playing that day.
Oh.
So there's green, red, blue, and red and white.
Okay.
And I think I said too many colors there, but there's four colors, green, blue, red, and white.
You know, for a mathematician, you make a lot of these basic errors.
Five equals four. So there's four. The city's divided into four quarters, four neighborhoods, and there's a team for each quarter. And the people.
That would have been tricky if it had been five quarters.
That would have been tricky.
Yeah.
So the play the people the residents of those quarters are really get behind their team.
Yeah,
it's a big huge deal.
And
at some point in the parade, the two teams, well, actually all four teams, are expected to be in the parades. Actually,
okay.
And you know you're standing there watching these guys go by, and you're like, yeah, I think the majority of these guys have seen the inside of the house, the big house.
Yeah,
they're pretty tough looking dudes.
And then the game itself is just physical violence.
At the outset, I mean, watching one of these games, the deal is there's a whole bunch of players in the front lines. Their task is to control the front line players of the other team by any physical means necessary.
So it's
wrestling, fighting, punching. The front lines there, I mean, the guys handling the ball are sort of hanging around the back. So one team will get the ball off the initial play, and they'll hang around with the ball in the back court, not trying to score anything because it's too soon.
Yeah.
They'll just protect the ball. Meanwhile, the guys in the front are punching the heck out of each other, kicking, wrestling, they're trying to establish dominance of the field.
Just imagine a UFC fight.
Basically. There's like 18 against 18 in UFC in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And the other nine guys on each team are sort of looking after the ball.
They're the skill players.
The skill players, and they still have to be pretty rough because at some point they need to move the ball down the field and get it over the other end of the wall at the other end.
The goal is the entire wall.
The entire 40-yard width of the wall.
Yeah.
And it's, in order to score, I don't know if it's about 4 feet high or something, but there's a gap about 18 inches, and you've got to put the ball through that to get your point.
Oh, okay.
If you throw the ball above that height, the other team gets half a point.
Wow. Yeah, because I saw the final, and one was 6.5-6.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
So that's how you get the half points. If you miss, you give the other team half a point.
Wow.
By going too high. Now, if you go too low, just bounces off the wall, still in play.
So in a typical game, how many half points you think there would be? Two or three or one?
Yeah, two, three, four, five, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, could be because it's tricky. It's difficult to get the ball down there. And at some point in the game, they realize, oh, we're getting near towards the end of the game. We've got to try to score points now. And all of a sudden, the rate at which points are scored goes up.
Now, I wonder if there are only four teams, but I would imagine they all have their own identities and reputations.
Absolutely.
Is one team seen as the thugs?
Probably the team that wins
is the most.
I will say with a little bit of pride that the team that's from Santa Spirito has won the last 2 years.
Where you stay?
Yeah, where I stay. And the one year I did actually see the team come back into the quarter. Yeah. And they had a little party in a nearby park after the game.
Bloody
and they're all beaten up and they're sweaty as heck and just.
What type of individuals would you say these guys are?
They're big, strong. And well trained, they're fighters.
Yeah,
you would not want to run into these guys in a dark alley.
And the program I saw, the one guy said, "Well, no, I just stay in my neighborhood. I don't leave my neighborhood because he's afraid of retribution going in."
As one of the players.
Yeah,
yeah. He might have difficulty being in some other part of the field. Right.
Okay, we gotta go.
We gotta go. We got a couple of score updates in the FA Cup quarterfinal in the 64th minute. Arsenal 3, Lincoln City 0. And I know there was a goal in the other game. I've got to bring it up to see, have a look at it. But I'm not going to be able to do it. So
don't worry
about
it.
Just wrap it up.
Yep.
It's 2-1 to Cologne over Ingolstadt.
You got your bell. And someday you're even going to have your own hot key.
Yeah. You have been listening to the STL United Show. Have a great one, Tom.
Bye-bye.